My name is Sam Fojo, and I'm a professor of family medicine at Texas A&M University. And when I don't teach medical students, I focus my research on technology-based enhancement of behaviors and disease monitoring. I started going again. I don't have anything to disclose. As a background, I'm sure you all know that unhealthy behavior is growing in numbers, especially unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, and tobacco use. In fact, these four account for a good proportion of preventable morbidity and mortality. At the same time, you know that patients are not always willing to divulge certain information which they consider sensitive and socially undesirable. We also know that currently primary care physicians are facing two major problems. One is how to identify unhealthy behaviors from patients, and secondly, how to counsel these patients because they are not trained in medical schools to do counseling. And finally, research has shown that their low-cost handheld devices such as the iPod Touch represent a useful device to collect sensitive data. So with this background, we set out this study to test the feasibility of using the iPod Touch device for patient health behavior assessment. And what we wanted to do was whether we could use the device to collect the data, generate a printout which we give to the patient and their physician separately, and see whether this will cue a patient-physician collaborative goal setting to change the patient behavior. So what we did was a cross-sectional study involving three clinics in a large clinic setup, and this was in Central Texas. All the clinics are affiliated with a network which I direct, the Central Texas Primary Care Research Network. And the period of data collection was from July to December. Although we had RB approval, we had a waiver to collect a written consent, so patients just gave a verbal consent to participate in the study. This shows the spread of our clinics. We have about 36, 48 of them now, and the sites are those that are around. And these were selected to in close proximity to the main hospital where I work at and where the staff are known to embrace research, because this was just a feasibility study. Our patients included adult patients of primary care physicians who were 18 years or older, and who had scheduled an appointment to see their physician. And they also had to have at least 15 minutes before their scheduled appointment. So what we did was a researcher greeted potential subjects and briefed them about the study and saw their verbal consent. And then they prompted them to use, we had two devices, so and we had two research assistants. So they gave the device to any subject who consented to do the study, and give them a brief tutorial about how to navigate the iPod device if they were not familiar with it. And at the end of the study, we provided a monetary compensation of $20 to each subject. We decided to exclude very sick patients and those who did not speak English, because this was a pilot. The survey was only available in English. We collected our data using two methods. First was the iPod Touch, and we used that to collect data on demographics, health status, anthropometry, patient involvement or activation, and the three behaviors using the starting the conversation that was developed in, I think, Chapel Hill. And then 1 week after their clinic visit, we called them to survey them on their perspectives of using the iPod Touch, using 15 short questions. 12 of them were strongly agree to strongly disagree, and 2 yes and no questions, and 1 open-ended question. This is a snapshot of some of the iPod. The first is when you give the iPod Touch, a random survey number was generated, which was linked to our printer in the clinic. And then they were given the tutorial how to select from a group of ancestors, like 1, 2, 3. And also how to use the wheel, because we were asking them to check their weight, and so they did the wheel. And then when this was done, we congratulated them. We use transitions to switch from areas of the research. For instance, there was a iPod snapshot that said the next 5-7 questions were about your eating habit, to let them know they were getting into that domain. And once they were done, they were congratulated if they did well. And if they had a problem with their behavior, as you can see in the lower right side, based on your answers, you may be interested in talking to your physician about this. These were the questions on the iPod Touch. The first column is the 12 questions on patient involvement or activation. So we wanted to know how active they were or how involved they were with the healthcare. And there were 7 questions on healthy eating, and they had 3 choices, 0, 1, 2. And so the healthy eating domain was called 0 to 14. 0 represented the healthiest eating behavior, and 14 represented the unhealthiest. Similarly, the getting active and quitting tobacco was called 0 to 2. And so the total scores range from 0 to 12, 0 being the healthiest and 12 being the unhealthiest. Once they were done, I mean, they were congratulated on choosing to take control of their health. And this slide shows the summary sheet that was given to the patient and attached to a medical record. The first one is a graphical presentation of how much they scored on the iPod survey. And so on the left, it gives them the summary of the patient activation, starting from time to change, when they scored the worst, to through on your way to changing to congratulation, keep it up. And the dietary behavior and physical activity also mirrored what the answers were on the survey. And the lower graph shows where their body mass index stacked. And so we use the traffic light signs, green, yellow, red. And so if they were healthy, they had a healthy body mass index, it showed a yellow bar, and if they were overweight, it showed a green yellow bar. If they were obese, it showed a red bar. The body mass index was actually color-coded, and so it was supposed to prompt the physician, because we also train our physicians, so that if they saw green, they knew that the patient was healthy as far as body mass index was concerned. And if it was yellow, then they were overweight. And if it was red, then they were obese. And actually, even for the same color, it showed the level of body mass index. So the graph was designed to mirror the actual body mass index. We wanted to target 110 subjects. Like I said, this was a pilot study and from the 3 clinics. But what I've presented today are data from just 1 clinic. At the time of submission of the abstract, we hadn't finished data analysis on the on other 3 clinics. So from clinic A, 98 subjects were approached, and 63 verbally consented to participate in the study, and 60 were able to complete the study. 44 received the report with their PCP. So in 44 cases, both the patient and the PCP received the report. And I just noted that the mean time of instruction when the patient wasn't familiar with the iPod Touch was about 45 seconds. This shows that our patients were slightly overweight. Well, the mean body mass index was 29.7. And they were generally in good health, scoring 5.5. on a scale of 0 to 30, and mental health score is 7.1. And that, you can also see that they were healthy eaters, because they scored 6 on a scale of 0 to 14, but they were slightly inactive, scoring 7 on a scale of 0 to 12. They were about a third of them were aged 45 years or older, and they were mostly female and Caucasian and generally good health. The follow-up questions show that they had a good perspective on the iPod touch. Of those responding, 44, the vast majority believed that iPod touch was easy to use. The words of the on the iPod touch were easy to see. The questions were easy to understand. And 88% felt they were not rushed to answer the questions. 95% will use information to better their health. 90% said they would like to use the device more in clinic. And overall experience with iPod touch was positive. All of them said that overall was positive. One in three discussed the report with their physician, and one in four actually went ahead to set a goal with their physician. Because either the patient brought it to the attention of the physician, or the physician said, "Well, I saw this, touched you. Are you interested in working on the behavior that you didn't do well?" And so, in conclusion, we thought we found iPod touch to be a feasible device to assess lifestyle behaviors. We also thought that our study population was displayed good health and lifestyle behaviors. And additionally, the device was found to be a feasible device to assist with lifetime changes. But again, our patient may be different because most of them knew how to use the iPod already, and they were highly educated. We also, there was a question, an open-ended question. And so these were some of the exemplary quotes that corroborated some of our quantitative findings. One of them said, "Awesome, very easy to read, very quick, good for people who haven't even used the iPod before." What was fascinating, well, I wish they would do everything like that, because I think it's a lot better than reading and writing. But of course, there were several limitations, and I guess that the epidemiologist, some of you will know that this was a small convenience sample size, low response rate, and we excluded non-English speaking subjects. It also involved a single healthcare system, which may be different from other systems. And one time there was a technical hitch, because the way we did it, our IRB said we didn't need to retain any information on the computer. So if we didn't print before the next patient came, it wiped off. And so something happened and we missed a few. But we thought that despite the limitations, the study had two implications, one for research and providing good data for future studies using this device, and also clinical practice, because physicians may be able to counsel their patient better knowing how they fare in certain behaviors. And I'd like to acknowledge the funding sources and my research team for this study. Thank you for your attention, and I have my email.